A Party in San Nicolo by Christabel Kent. Read by Charlotte Strevens. Monday. 1. As the S223, fast, narrow and dangerous, curves south of Siena and down towards the sea, it leaves the rounded, painterly contours of Chianti behind for something altogether darker and more mountainous. The neon-lit bar of a truck stop, carved out of the red earth, marks the transition. Then the road dips. Velvety black hills, densely forested with home oak, juniper and myrtle, rise up to enclose it, and almost all signs of human habitation disappear. There are none of the stone villas surrounded by cypresses that colonize the landscape between Siena and Florence. No terraces of olives, nor carefully tended vineyards. Here begins the part of southern Tuscany known as the Maremma. Barely inhabited, uncultivated, shunned for its malarial swamps since the departure of the Romans, and threaded through with pungent, sulphurous springs. The road climbs, then, as a huge valley opens up ahead, becomes a bridge 2 miles long and hundreds of feet above the valley floor. The river winds through stripped cork trees, willow and hazel thickets, and only occasionally the roof of a dilapidated farm building can be glimpsed through the vegetation. As the bridge is reunited with the valley's steep far side, it widens to include one of the lay-bys to be found every couple of miles between Siena and Grosseto.